Got a two-day Red Cross Bloodmobile event coming up on the 24th and 25th of next week at the Red Willow County Fairgrounds Community Building. That means the one and only Kathy Carman, who's alive and kicking on this great-looking Thursday morning like no other. How you doing, Kathy?
I'm doing great. I'm ready for the day.
You're ready for the day. Yes. You bet. Hard to believe another 2 months have gone by, and we got another two-day event coming up.
We do, Rich. And, you know, it comes at a good time. If we can pull out a strong 2 days, it's going to be great. We've struggled this month. You know, there's farmers, harvest, you know, I mean, not harvest, but getting ready and doing. Everybody's just super busy, and we're seeing our numbers just, they're dropping. And I know it's busy because now it's a whole different schedule because of summer and kids going. But I'm going to ask and plead to just, if you can find just an hour time to swing in and give blood, those 2 days, and there's another one, the high school's the next week, and just come out and give. You know, that's the biggest thing is we need right now. We're in critical need for donors, and that's kind of what they're sharing on it with us right now. Our blood supply, we're trying to keep stable, but going into summer, it usually struggles.
It's been a busy month of June, and I just got the July schedule from Josh and those guys in the July. I see McCook Community College is having one. You've got, there's an Imperial, Bankelman, Eustace, Maywood, Beaver City. Those are coming up as well.
They are. And you can go to all the different places. Just make sure you're eligible. Most everybody, and that's why I need to talk about eligibility this time, because we don't have more than 52 weeks in a year, I have to have my drives. So my Wednesday donors that gave in April on the, I'm trying to think of the date. It was April 3rd, 30th. When you gave on April 30th, if you were a donor that did that, you're going to have to come to my Wednesday drive. It's a Wednesday to Wednesday tight one. The rest of the year is pretty good until we hit December to January, and then we hit it again. But I just this one time, donors that had to come in on Wednesday have to stay on Wednesday this time, but they can switch then for the next drive.
I don't know how you keep track of all that. That's tough, but we could different 30 days in a month, 31 days in a month, stuff like that. It's kind of varies sometimes. I don't know how you keep track of it all.
Yeah, and it is. It's one of those things where the system tracks it. So if you walk in and we'll try and catch you and I'll try and call and my callers know who are my Wednesday donors. So they'll tell you, you got to come Wednesday. But just every 56 days a donor can donate. And so this is 56 days on the day. Normally we have a little wiggle room because we have a week that we can play with, but you know, without moving the dates to a Wednesday, Thursday, or, you know, Thursday, Friday, it just starts messing up then the whole schedule. So we just kind of keep it there and ask for forgiveness on the days when you have to come in on that Wednesday. But it's really kind of cool because we have some giveaways that we're doing for this drive. And it is a $15 Amazon gift card. And so you get that when you come in and donate or attempt to donate. And it is emailed out to you. So you do have to have a valid email with the Red Cross. And then the other thing that's kind of cool is there's a chance at one of a $7,000 gift card. And two lucky winners. And that's a USA. It's a big draw. But who you know, somebody's got to win it.
Exactly.
Might as well be one of my donors out here.
Yeah,
so
why not? Yep. Why not?
I'm thinking so. But just the fact we need all blood types. If you struggle with iron, I want to remind you to start beefing up on your, you know, intake of iron. Some take the vitamins. Some do food. You know, some do an iron tablet too and stuff. That's just what they do for their normal. But do that. Drink plenty of water like you're talking. It's going to be hot. And it's not always the best, but we'll have the rooms cold. So you'll come in and have relief there and stuff. But just being hydrated. It's going to be harder to stay hydrated because of the heat that you're forecasting for us.
Yep. All blood types are needed, aren't they?
All types are. And I want to remind you, too, if you haven't downloaded the Blood Donor app, do that. You can actually sign up through that, or I'm just got my caller packets out this morning. Mark was dropping them off on his way to work, and they will be reaching out and calling. So I kind of looked through the list to see who's already scheduled. So if you can get scheduled the week before, you won't have to have that call. You can just check that off the box off the off your to-do list because you'll be scheduled. But the donors, my staff will, or my callers will call the donors and try and schedule if they can. If you want to just do it online, that's great too. Whichever is easiest and best for you.
Needing some help along with that.
I haven't really reached out much, but yeah, if you want to help, give me a shout and we'll find a spot. I've got rotations with my my schedules. So I do a morning shift and an afternoon shift, and so two people can work in a in that day, and I have the 2 days, so I can always use help. Yeah.
Get a big crowd. You always go for some high goals and try to meet those all the time, don't you?
We do. We do. And both days this time are 90. And so last time we hit 93 and 97. So I really have hopes. I just know there's a lot going on. But just know it won't take long to get in and out. You know, that way we've got a strong team running both days. And so it should be good. But I wanted you – I don't know. I can't remember if I really shared much. But the different blood products that we have, for you to come in and donate as a donor, you need to be healthy, feeling well, and the day of your donation. And you can be a 16-year-old with a parental consent form, and a 17-year-old on up doesn't need a consent form. But we do need everybody to bring a form of ID in, driver's license, if you've got your donor card, or if you've got the blood donor app on your phone, it has a digital donor card on there. So those are all pieces that we need. And especially the 18 and unders, we really truly have to have a birth date and a picture for that identification on that too.
That app is big, isn't it?
It is. It really is. And the other thing that we've been trying to share is that when you come in and donate, you earn 100 points towards shopping at the Red Cross store. So if you give six times, that's 600 points, and there's different and fun things to get. Power Reds, and that's the other thing. I'm a little shy on Power Reds. Mm-hmm. And Power Reds are our O-Neg, O-Pause, A-Neg, and B-Neg. And so those types can actually sit on that. Females have to be like 5'3" and weigh 150 pounds or more, and their iron count has to be, of course, so does the guys, the 13.3. You don't know that when you come in, but you kind of know if you're watching your iron and tracking for it to be able to give powers. That's really a place where we can meet the needs for the patients out there, especially the cancer patients that need a couple of units at one time. It really helps.
Well, if you can't make this one, the two-day event here in McCook, again, you got a bunch of other ones out there as well. But again, you got to be eligible for those, dates.
And they should be. If you can't make it to mine, you should be eligible if you gave at the last two on that. And the high school runs theirs. They run a pretty solid schedule. And theirs is next Thursday. It's next Thursday.
On the 26th.
Is it?
Of June 26th.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, that's right.
Okay. And
hard to believe we're almost to the month of June.
I know. Well, and it's July 2nd or 3rd.
Uh-huh.
Does it? I think it's July 3rd, maybe, that McCook High School is going, possibly.
Looking at my schedule here.
I was thinking they go
July 3rd. Yes.
The 4th of July week. Yes. I think they go on that.
And so, they're also going, they're at the community building too?
That is where we're going to have that.
Yeah, 8 to 2 on the 3rd. Yes.
Yeah. So it's different. It's not going to be at the Cornerstone.
Exactly. Yeah.
So it's going to be out there. We're going to be out there. I know the event is that night, the festive, the 4th of July celebration is out there, but we're going to be early enough. We should be in and out, but if you're out and about and you want to swing out and donate there, you can do that too. It'll be a smaller drive. It's the 30 unit drive that way with the high school, but we just can't really do it at the church this time. All the others are always at the fellowship.
And then MCC is going to be at their new East Campus building.
Well, and that's the YMCA relocated.
Oh, it
just
is.
Share that. The YMCA is going to be relocated because of the construction they're going through.
Yeah.
So we have moved it over to the flex room at the East Campus.
Which is good. That's why they build it, to have events like this.
Yeah, and that's what – so we're going to be going in there probably for roughly, maybe just shy of about a year from now kind of thing. I don't know all the deadline details there at the Y, but we'll be back there. But it may be a little while before we get back there.
Yeah.
So
I'm sure Mitch and those guys are just wish they just snap their fingers at everything we've done, but that's not the way it works.
Exactly. You got to take the time and the way they have to shift it. I thought we won't have a space for a while.
Yeah.
You know, we just know that we won't. And so the college was great they showed me the different rooms, and I thought, oh, man, that flex space is perfect for what we need.
You bet.
So otherwise, call me, 340-5424. It's my cell. Mm-hmm. We've discontinued our other number, and so that is just the number that I'll always answer on. And, just call or jump online and schedule yourself. I know we're sitting at about a 60 and a 50 count on both days, so we really need to be up around that 100, 102, 105 to be able to do that. So bring a friend. Mm-hmm. Have a new 16-year-old. You know, it'd be a great time to have them come out and donate, too.